الرحمن أن الشمس حبيب مايكل ورقي. السؤال الأول بيبقى مايكل ربنا يدينا عند افتتاح الفم. The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen.
As you know, near the end of the Coptic year, we are near the end of the Coptic year with the Feast of Nowruz coming up in just over a week. And as we come to the end of the year, the church reminds us, as you heard in the Vespers reading, and God willing we'll hear tomorrow, to pay attention to the end of our life, because none of us knows when our end will come. And as you also know, the last, the regular Sunday readings throughout the year in the Coptic Church, one portion of the year focuses on the love of God the Father, the next portion focuses on the grace of His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ. And we're in the season where we focus on the work and fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Tonight, we just want to take one verse from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 10. And this we read every day in the Ishbeah prayer of the ninth hour. And the apostles, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. Here we see the disciples actually are seeking feedback from the Lord. We hear the apostles told them all that they had done. And in our day-to-day life, whether in our homes or at school or at work or while serving others, seeking feedback is very important. But seeking feedback, of course, has to be from a trusted source. It could be someone in authority who's responsible for me, like my parents, a loving parent, or like a spiritual father, or even a caring coach, or a caring friend who knows me well. So if, in order to seek feedback, it has to be from someone who knows me and who cares for me. And in order to improve, I must seek the feedback, but also be willing to accept the feedback and in humility and to act on that feedback. And at the end of each day, we are actually called to seek feedback from the Lord and to accept carefully His feedback in humility and to make an effort going forward to act on His feedback. And the apostles, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. One of the church fathers who was visiting, one of our bishops, taught us a practical spiritual exercise that we should try and remember to do every night. And it's three simple questions that we can ask ourselves every night to help us reflect on what happened that day and to offer to the Lord and to seek feedback from the Lord. The first question is there any sin that is controlling me or enslaving me? Is there any sin that is controlling or enslaving me? The second question is there anyone or anything that I am more attached to than God? Is there anyone or anything that I am attached to more than God or instead of God? And the third question is my eyes always looking up to heaven? Are my thoughts focused on my future eternity? So every night before I go to bed, I can go to the Lord and tell Him all that I have done, just like the disciples when they returned told Him all that they had done. And by reflecting on what I've done that day, both good and bad, and going through those three questions, seeking feedback from the Lord, and making an honest effort to act on that feedback, I can grow spiritually. First question, is there anything that is controlling me or enslaving me? And that I need to put under the Lord's feet and ask him for help to free me from the slavery of that sin. Help him to give me the power and courage to let go of that sin. Because when we say something is enslaving me, we have the spirit of freedom. We have the Holy Spirit. So it is not fitting for you to be a slave, for me to be a slave. So if something is enslaving me, it's actually me that's holding on to that something. So if I let go, it's easier than I think. It is binding me out of my own will. It is not forced upon me. Is there any sin that is controlling or enslaving me that I need to let go of? That was the first question. And the second question is there anyone or anything that I'm holding on to more than God or holding on to instead of God? Is there anyone or anything that I am more attached to than God? The third question is, are my eyes directed looking up to heaven, or am I looking down to the earth and laboring for the food that perishes? So those three questions can help me practically on a day-to-day basis to reflect and to offer to the Lord everything that I have done, seeking his feedback. And at the end of any project, actually, it is good to take the time and reflect on what could be done better and what could be improved. As you know, at the end of the school year, the good teachers provide an evaluation of our students, our children, highlighting both the positives and the areas needing improvement. Likewise, at work, managers provide mid-year and year-end evaluations of their staff, highlighting what went well and what could be improved. Also, even in sports, the good coaches observe and provide evaluations of the athletes, highlighting their strengths and areas that need to be improved. So if we do that in our day-to-day physical life, likewise, or more importantly, it's important to do that in our spiritual life. We need to take the time to reflect, seek feedback and evaluations to help us stay on the path towards our eternal life. These evaluations, like we said, should be on a regular basis so that we can course correct. If I'm going somewhere and if I wait a long time before checking if I'm on the right path, it's more difficult to change direction. But if I check on a regular basis to make sure I'm on the right path, and even if I deviate from the path, it's a smaller effort to go back to the right path. For example, if I'm wanting to take a journey to North Bay, and I've never been to North Bay, so it would be wise for me to at least study a map of how to get there and use a GPS to help me to get there safely. And if I take a wrong turn, then the GPS would quickly redirect me back to the right route in order to reach my destination of North Bay. And we're all on a journey not to North Bay, but to the kingdom of heaven. And on our journey, there are many obstacles that can get in our way that we need to avoid. And sometimes we lose our way and need to be brought back to the right path to reach the kingdom of heaven. Like we said, here on earth, we may rely on maps and GPS to guide us on our physical journey. Likewise, spiritually, we need to rely on our spiritual map and our spiritual GPS to help us on our spiritual journey. And our spiritual map is the Word of God, His Holy Bible, through the direction of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is living, active, and able to guide and direct each one of us to reach safely our destination. And our destination is the kingdom of heaven. And we are very blessed as Christians not only to have the Word of God written in the Holy Bible, but we also have with us, within us, the author of the Bible, the Holy Spirit dwelling in each one of us. As we have received after baptism the confirmation sacrament and the 36th anointment of the Holy Chrismation Oil, our faith tells us that we are now temples of God, and the Holy Spirit dwells within us. This same Holy Spirit of God, the author of the Holy Bible, who has laid down our spiritual map, the same Holy Spirit who dwells in us and wants to work with us to lead us safely to our destination, the kingdom of heaven. So as Christians baptized in the Lord and confirmed with the Holy Spirit, we have the best co-pilot right here within us who can safely guide us and lead us to our destination. So God did not leave us in need of anything. He gave us the map. We have the Holy Bible. He told us the destination, the kingdom of God. He showed us the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he tells us, follow me. He left us with the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, as our guide and our pilot or co-pilot. So we have all this. We know the destination. We have the map. We see the way. We have the Holy Spirit as our guide. So why do I lose my way? And there are a few reasons why I could lose my way. Perhaps I lose my way because I'm not interested in reaching the destination. As we said, those three questions, God willing, we try to remember at night. The third question is, am I focused on heaven or are my priorities somewhere else? So if I'm not interested or focused on reaching the destination, then of course I would lose my way. Or perhaps I lose my way because I don't look at the map. If I don't read the Word of God, if I don't read the Holy Bible, then how can I know how to get to the destination of the kingdom of heaven? And I could lose my way because of many distractions in the world. I could lose my way because I can get tripped up in my own ego. The devil can try to trip me up with the pride of life. Or I can get tripped up because I'm focused on earthly pleasures. The devil can try and trip me up by the lusts of the flesh. Or I could lose my way because I could get tripped up in too much greed and gluttony and fall in the trap of the lust of the eyes. So I can get distracted and lose my way. But there's hope, of course, because as soon as I lose my way, I have within me the voice of the Holy Spirit who will call me back. So even if I lose my way, there's hope because I have the Holy Spirit within me. I have the Holy Spirit within me, and he will guide me back, unless, of course, God forbid, I disobey the GPS. It says, go to the right. And I heard it, but I went to the left. So I resist the Holy Spirit. I could lose my way because I heard his voice and I frustrate the Holy Spirit. He's a co-pilot insisting he knows the way, and I insist on going the wrong way, and I can grieve the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can be sad when I insist on ignoring or contradicting his voice. Or sometimes I shut off the GPS altogether. I don't want to hear his voice. So I quench the Spirit and he is within me. He hasn't left me, but I have effectively shut off the Holy Spirit. Just like you take a candle and you quench it, the fire is gone. But if we continually remind ourselves with the spiritual exercise every day of asking ourselves those three questions, then we can easily hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And like we said at the beginning, we're nearing the end of the liturgical year. The church wants us to take the time to evaluate where we are spiritually. The years passed by. This is 2017. It wasn't so long ago when it was 2016. It wasn't so long ago when it was 2010, when it was the year 2000. And what has happened in our spiritual life throughout those past, say, 17 years? I've grown by 17 years physically. I've grown by 17 years either in my work or in my school, in my education or in my projects. Have I grown those 17 years spiritually, or has my growth been stunted and I am at the same level I was 17 years ago? We need a spiritual evaluation, just like we do, like we said, in our schools or at work or sports or in music or anything. We have to evaluate where we are if we want to make progress and grow. So every night, God willing, if I sit down with the Lord, just like the apostles did in Luke chapter 9, verse 12, and the apostles, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. Now, why do I need, or why did they need to tell the Lord? Does he not already know what they have done or what we have done? Of course, the Lord knows, but it is I who needs to reflect and to seek his guidance. He's not going to force upon me an evaluation. He's not going to force his guidance upon me. I have to seek his guidance in order to get back on the right path. So if I take the time to reflect and offer to the Lord, he will lead me back. If I don't take the time to reflect, if it's not a priority, then it is not likely I would turn back. The prodigal son would never have returned to his loving father's arms if he had not first sat down with himself to reflect how he ended up here, while the servants in his father's house have everything they need, and here I am begging for the pods that are given to the swine to eat. On a daily basis, I need to reflect on the activities of the day, both good and bad, to make sure that I have not lost my way, and if I have, to return back quickly. If I lost my way because I'm not looking at the map, then take the time to look at the map. The Holy Bibles are available in written form and in electronic form all around us. If I lost my way because I got distracted, I can make an effort to let go of those distractions and focus on the one who really matters. If I lost my way because I ignored the voice of the Holy Spirit who is trying to guide me and lead me, I need to shut out the other voices that are trying to quench the voice of the one who truly loves me and cares for me, the Spirit of God who is guiding me. And we know the destination is the kingdom of God. We have the map, we have our Bible, the Word of God. We know the way. The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, follow me. And we have the guide, the Holy Spirit, dwelling within us. So as we remind ourselves on a daily basis, we need to reflect and make sure we have the correct destination programmed in the GPS. If you enter the destination of Kingdom of Heaven, your spiritual GPS will lead you there. If you enter a different destination, don't expect you will be led to the Kingdom of Heaven. If you are studying the map, the Holy Bible, you have all the directions you need to reach your destination. And if you're following the Lord, he is the way. Making sure to heed the voice of the Spirit of God, to be wise enough, brave enough, quick enough to course correct when the world is trying to pull you off the way with any sort of distraction, whether it's earthly possessions, earthly pleasures, earthly power, which leads to pride. I need to keep focus on the kingdom of heaven, keeping my eyes always up to heaven. I need to keep focus by reading the Word of God on a regular basis. I need to keep focus by actually living what I read and following the Lord. I need to keep focus by obeying his voice. And just a reminder of the spiritual exercise, the three questions on a daily basis. Is there any sin enslaving me? Is the first question. And the second is there anyone or anything that is drawing me away from the Lord or that I am attached to more than the Lord? And the third question is, are my eyes directed to heaven? Seeking feedback from the Lord, keeping focus, rejecting distractions, letting go of anything or anyone that tries to pull me away from the path that leads to eternal life. And glory be to God forever. Amen.